The Supreme Court hears arguments this week on both Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act. Before these justices pass judgment on my 28-year relationship, perhaps they should consider that the real threat to this sacred institution is opposite-sex marriage. As religious leaders will tell you, the purpose of a marriage is to stay together forever and to raise children. So let's look at the forever part. Opposite-sex couples divorce almost one out of every two marriages, 41% of first marriages, 67% of second marriages, and a whopping 74% of third marriages end in divorce. In other words, the more that a straight person marries, the more likely he or she is to divorce. Gays haven't had much time to get married, let alone divorced, but currently we are divorcing at less than half the rate of straights. People from Venus really do understand each other better than people from Mars. And the raising children part, again, opposite-sex couples are ruining the bell curve. In 1976, 10% of opposite-sex marriages were childless. By 2003, that number had doubled. On the other hand, now that gays and lesbians have the right to parent in many, but not all, states, the percentage of same-sex couples with children has tripled in 10 years. One out of four gay couples now have children. More important, not one of us gay couples has a child by accident. Like Chief Justice Roberts, many of us adopt. In our case, my husband and I adopted two drug-exposed at-risk boys who had been abandoned by heterosexuals. Ironically, while opposite-sex couples are casually doing drive-by weddings in Vegas, we gays are treating marriage with tradition and, I dare say, reverence. Maybe it's because we've had to fight so hard for it. What we really need is a Defense of Gay Marriage Act. We'll call it DOGMA for short. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.